And AT&T's proposed purchase of Time Warner is already raising eyebrows among an important constituency, politicians. Reaction to the $85 billion deal announced Saturday has been swift and skeptical from across the political spectrum. NPR's Brian Naylor has more.
As details of the proposed AT&T-Time Warner deal have emerged, political candidates and lawmakers of every stripe have reacted. GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump stated his flat-out opposition.
AT&T is buying Time Warner and thus CNN, a deal we will not approve in my administration because it's too much concentration of power in the hands of too few.
The Clinton campaign also raised concerns. On NBC's Meet the Press, Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Kaine said there were tough questions to be answered.
Generally, pro-competition and less concentration, I think, is generally helpful, especially in the media.
And former Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders tweeted the administration should kill the merger, saying the deal would mean higher prices and fewer choices for the American people. Others have also weighed in. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley of Iowa said it's imperative that antitrust regulators conduct what he called a robust review of the proposed deal, and said his panel will hold a hearing to examine the deal's impact on competition and consumers. The concern is this. The deal would give AT&T, which already owns DirecTV, control over a trove of content from Time Warner. That includes HBO, CNN, and Warner Brothers movies. Todd O'Boyle of Common Cause, which advocates for consumers, says that might lead to higher costs and fewer choices for viewers.
That might take the form of not allowing other providers access to the Time Warner entertainment that so many people love, be that Game of Thrones or be that news on CNN, or it may degrade or hinder the performance of other content on the AT&T network.
It's not clear yet how many regulatory hurdles the deal will face. The Federal Communications Commission may weigh in. It will almost certainly be reviewed by the Antitrust Division at the Justice Department. Andrew J. Schwartzman is with Georgetown University Law School.
The career staff and the leadership of the Justice Department will analyze the transaction and make recommendations. In general, the Attorney General himself or herself and the White House accept these recommendations. In theory, they can say, look, we really think this should come out the other way. Can't you try to do that?
Given the timing of the proposed deal, it's going to be the next administration that makes that decision. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.